Welcome to the Circle of Dawn. Enjoy. You see before you a staircase, a spiral staircase going down that's fully lit in front of you. And it basically goes, it's not a circular staircase, it's a square staircase. So it goes down like 10 steps, turns, goes down another 10 steps, turns, goes down another 10 steps, turns, and so on and so on and so on and so on. Okay, so going down the stairs, I presume that is, or is that just check? Anyhow, you check and you don't detect any traps. Right. And before you, after going down probably about 100 flights of stairs, and as you notice as you're walking down, it's extremely dusty, there's cobwebs everywhere, but it's fully lit by what? You don't know. You don't actually see any, but you don't know by what. And you eventually arrive, okay, and before you, you see a vast open chamber. Oh, that's right. You should be able to see now. Can you see now?
Yeah, like a really big temple.
Yep. So before you, you see a huge long corridor with two pillars on one side, two pillars on the other side, going all the way down. And all the way down the corridor, you can see at the end of the huge chamber that you're currently in, you can see a huge sarcophagus. And at the very end of the whole chamber, you can see a huge tapped statue standing approximately 30 meters high that you're convinced is the same troll that you've seen on all the doors, Undas Valzal, the immortal king. And it appears to be looking towards its right. Okay, you don't detect any traps.
First thing, get the shield willow back on and also give away some free air armor.
Okay, Vanessa, you haven't detected anything. You're getting closer to the sarcophagus. You can see quite clearly that this chamber is illuminated by tall braziers in behind the tomb and in front of the huge 30-meter statue of this troll that you assume is King Valzal.
Do you want a salve of closure, Yargai?
I could use that, yeah.
Okay, you owe me.
Okay.
Okay, so Vanessa's not detected any chests.
Any what?
Chests. Any chests? Any traps? Because I was reading something. Okay, you're walking into the chamber. You've not detected any traps. I'm not asking you to detect any more traps, Vanessa. Like I said, if you're looking into an open area, that's all. If you go into an object or a door, then you would need to detect for traps then. So, you're free to explore. As far as Vanessa is concerned, it's safe. You see an altar before you. And again, you see this huge statue looking to its right. And towards the right, you see a familiar image of the troll woman that you had a dance with previously. A statue of King Valzal, the immortal king. And around his neck, on a long, thick golden chain, is that a heart-shaped pendant with a blue stone in the middle, approximately 25 meters up. When I say a thick golden chain, I mean the chain is like 5 centimeters thick ring. The heart is the size of previous, so it's like 5 centimeters in diameter.
I don't see a pearl on this pendant, do I?
Pearl? No, you see a blue jewel.
So that's not the stone of metamorphosis. Obviously, looking at the shape, it's probably the heart of Garland.
You sure?
Somewhat, yes.
Oh my
so that's
God,
that thing we can't touch, right?
Yes.
Because I haven't become a king, because you didn't let me become one.
Exactly, that's the reason. Though we have someone that is on good terms with Garland, looking at Cormilan, who's munching on some cheese crackers.
Cormilan, you sly dog.
But towards
can you
the...
take that one? Yeah, continue.
Towards the east and west, you can see two circular chambers, and in each of the chambers are six chests upon stone plinths, and all of them are illuminated.
Okay, where's the horror?
By a source that you can't see.
Guys, where is the horror?
Behind that one door we didn't open with the runes.
I doubt that.
Like a prison or something, right? Like it has magic runes. So
Cormelan is pointing back at this huge sarcophagus.
Wouldn't that be the king?
Well, there's plenty of room in there, I guess.
Kalias, you notice something strange, kind of like appearing and disappearing on the altar in front of the statue of the king.
And what is
and
that?
It looks, well, you're not quite sure, because it kind of like appears and disappears, appears and disappears. But you think it looks like one of those golems. Cormelan, can you roll half magic, please?
Can I catch it?
On perception?
Yep. Kalias, you try to reach out for you, but there's nothing there. Even though you can physically see it come into in reality and then disappear as quickly as it appeared. There's only you that notices it. You can sense the presence of True Earth coming from in front of you.
Like from the altar here or something?
More than likely, yeah.
I feel there's a brother of these little statuettes somewhere close. I guess in there.
Look over here. I point to where I see the flickering image of this thingy appear and disappear. Can you see that? Can he see that when I point it out, like with my finger? It's here.
Well, now you're pointing it out. He can see it. And so can everybody else. Now you've pointed it out. It was quite difficult to see because it's kind of like literally flashes for a blink of an eye, and it just happened to be that it was in sequence with everyone else's blinks, but not yours. You can see it now, staring at it, and it blinks for a mere moment of a second, then disappears, and then comes back, and then disappears, and comes back, and disappears.
Does my elementalist feeling also alternate, or
nope.
Do I always feel the presence?
You always feel the presence, yeah.
There seems to be some kind of an illusionist trick or something. I feel the statuette is there regardless of me being able to see it at this very second or not.
Okay, well then you should be able to grab it. If you know it's an illusion, it should not act like one.
I think I probably am able. The question is if I should right away in any case.
Why not?
We've been warned to not disturb what we find here.
Well, that isn't in a grave.
That much is true.
Yeah, unless we, like, as so long as we don't disturb the grave, it should be fine, right?
It is wishful thinking.
Somebody has to be an optimist here.
Do we want to check out those other two places, the chambers,
okay,
before we make up our mind?
As you entered into that area, Kalias,
yeah,
you heard a disembodied voice. You're not sure if it was male or female. Then it says, take your gifts from a chest and show your respect to the king.
Okay. Oh, which chest? There's many. Is there as many as I can see on the picture?
Six on each side.
Hey, Vanessa, I could use a hand here.
Robin chest.
Checking for traps. But yeah, robbing chest is probably more your MO than mine.
I'm not a thief.
I've never said you are. I said that you are a peddler of goods, which I mean.
I'll make your rolls. I'll come back to you in a minute, Vanessa. So, Cormelan.
I was just... actually, Cormelan just took a couple seconds to reattune one of his matrices.
Yep.
And will then follow his friends and get back on Gunbra's back.
Yeah. Okay.
Back on the back, so to speak.
So you haven't detected any traps on the first one, Vanessa? Nor are there any apparent locks. And with that success, you go generally around and go, odd. None of these are trapped or locked.
One question, those staircases, are they...
They're not staircases, they should have been covered up.
They're just pillars, okay.
Yeah, they're pillars.
I assumed that much, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Didn't that voice said take the gifts?
I believe it did, yes.
So not put gifts in.
Well, no, it didn't say that.
So there should be something in the those chests that we can take. Or
yeah.
For ourselves or for the king.
Comalan, can you roll half magic again, please?
Perception again?
Yeah, please.
Is he giving us presents?
27.
Yep. You're getting an extremely strong presence of all true elements and orichalcum coming from these chests and the other chamber. Very strong.
Those chests seem to be strongly infused with the true elements, and the numbers would add up. It's 5 of them, and I also feel the presence of orichalcum. So those seem to be connected to them.
Well, I will remind you of something else we also heard from Distonius, I believe, which you can read in chat.
But you should take something from one chest?
I believe so. Well, we won't find out until we try. I opened the first chest.
Which one?
The first one from the left.
Yep. Okay. Do you want to roll a d8, please? Okay, you open this chest, and it's full to the brim with silver coins, gold coins, copper coins, bronze coins, and the odd orichalcum coin.
There's orichalcum here. Is that real?
Can I it's real.
Astral sighted?
Okay.
19?
Apart from... Oh, does orichalcum generate some kind of pattern that you see in astral sight? Well, if it does, if it does, then you see that, but you don't see anything else from any of the other coins. You just see whatever the presence in orichalcum would show.
Okay, well, I will get myself an orichalcum coin. Okay. That's my gift, I suppose. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm going and I'll try another chest.
Okay, roll d8. You lucky shot. Well, it's just so appropriate. Okay, you open this chest, and the first thing that strikes you is not only because it's full of various armor and weapons, but it's ginormous inside there. It's almost more than you would expect to see in a major city's weaponsmith store. There's every single weapon you could possibly think of, every type of armor you could think of. All looks sparkling and brand new and immaculate.
Okay, first thing I shout is, hey guys, that chest is bigger than a tent I lived in.
Okay.
I can live in that chest.
Are you going to?
I don't know. I don't think the chest itself is a gift. I will try to pick the most ceremonial parade ready armor, to present myself to a king looking.
Okay,
good.
So do you want ceremonial. Okay, yeah. You full plate, whole body set,
yeah,
with a helm and shield and weapons to go with it?
Well,
all matching.
Yes, but my style of weapons, so buckler and pole armor sword.
Yep, you can find those. You take them out. All your Christmases have come at once, or your Earth days have come at once.
Okay, so I get those and I start equipping them.
Have you got any talents or skills to be able to identify quality of armor, anything like that?
I believe no, to be honest. Let me check. Not a talent, not a skill. I don't think so now. I could probably tell you if a saddle is of a good quality, but
yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Anybody else for any more?
Yes, I will actually follow my gut feeling, referring to the very strong roll on half magic.
Yep.
And we'll try to find the strongest presence of true earth I can find.
Ah, okay. So the strongest presence of true earth you can find is here, where you believed you saw that golem flashing in and out of existence. You also sense there's also a this chest here also has a presence of all the true elements apart from orichalcum. Orichalcum comes from this one.
And on the western side of there's more boxes. Do they feel similar?
There are more chests. You get a sense that there is also true elements over there as well. Yep.
Then I would try to find the chest over here and open that up.
Okay, this one got a strong presence of true elements.
Uh-huh. Then I shall carefully lift that lid.
Yeah. Okay, you see before you, there are no kernels of true elements. There are lots of boxes that you assume, well, not assume, probably know that the orichalcum boxes containing various numbers of true elemental kernels within them. And with that, you can also pick whichever one you want to pick. Or pick them all. It's up to you.
No, I will be modest and pick the one containing the earthen kernels. The orichalcum box with the most earthen feel to me.
Okay, roll a step 8, please.
Step 8.
Yep.
That's 2d6, right? Or do you a d8?
No, step 8.
Okay, that's a 3, a glorious 3.
Okay, so that's you open that box and you find 8 kernels of true elemental earth contained within. And the box is an orichalcum box.
Uh-huh.
Vanessa said what she wants to do, yeah? There's no pictures of passions. There's no pictures or inscriptions on any of the chests. They all, from the outside, just look like mundane, normal, wooden chests. Stick brooch in chest. Which brooch? Was that to get true element? Oh, right. Okay, got you. This one has a varied collection of small statues. Some made of marble, some made of gold, some made of silver. Also, it contains lots of rolled-up tapestries. Again, this box is similar to the armor box, and it's a lot bigger inside than it is outside, because you never get a tapestry in here. Huge tapestries. And just having a slight look at one of them, but without taking it out, you can see the showing light. You can see a bit of a field and people dancing around a pole, and seems to be a battle scene. Oh, someone's having a crown put on the head. Okay, yep, gold statue. Can you roll a step 8, please? Yep, okay. Not off of passion or anything particular like that. It's of someone. Anything else you're doing?
Yes, so what should we do now? Like stand before that sarcophagus and, you know...
They didn't say I cannot look into the other chest, so I just opened the remaining 3 to see what's inside.
Okay, well, rather than go through which is which. Okay, so 2 chests on either side contain every type of variety of blood charm you could ever think of. Another box contains massive piles of jewellery, rings, amulets, pendants, belt buckles, bracelets, braces, hairpins, things like that. And individual gems and stones. There's another coin one on the other side. There's the weapon and armor as well. And there's also one that seems to be a veritable library of books.
Books of what?
Taking one out?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll d6.
6.
Having a scan through this, you can... it seems to be... it not seems to be. It is a book about how to construct a care. And how to apply certain wards on it to protect against different types of horrors, be they physical horrors, be they hugely magical horrors. Doesn't actually list any of the specific notation for the wards, but it will mention certain wards by name.
Okay, I'm assuming that's insanely useful and forgotten knowledge, but... I could use you saying yes or no to that.
For me? Well, yeah, of course it is.
Okay,
knowledge of how to create a care that it can be protected, how to build it, what materials to use, what elements to use, those kind of things. Not only that, but also how to keep a care alive for the countless years that you're going to be under there. Also about the measurements to know when the scourge was over.
All right, then I'll pocket the book.
Okay, you keeping the Orichalcum coin?
I'll put it back.
Okay.
I'll put the coin back, I keep the book.
Yeah, that's fine. When you put the book in your backpack, however, by surprise, when you put it in, because it's quite a big tome, some like 30 centimetres wide, more or less half a metre long and about 10 centimetres thick, and you think you probably can't get it into your backpack, and you try to put it in, all of a sudden it just reduces completely in size and just fits in and doesn't weigh a thing.
Pocket book. Nice. Okay. So, what's left to do? Grabbing the heart and figuring out what to do with that silly disappearing...
Yes, so about that heart. So, so let me get the facts straight. Whoever will hold that heart, unless that person is like a questor of Garland, it will die, right?
Yes.
And Cormilan should take the heart. That's what you said.
That's our best guess.
I will start by...
Can we, like, you know, convince one of our goats to take the heart?
The goat will definitely die. Cormilan, what do you think about that? Because you are the sacrificial lamb.
Goat? I seem to have earned a little bit of Garland's positive will, but I wouldn't consider myself a quester of him and her, and I wouldn't assume that he and she is seeing me as a quester.
Could you go back to the statue and ask it, am I good enough to be a quester of Garland? We've got quite a few of those brooches that allow us to ask a question.
Before asking him and her that question, I would have to answer this question for myself.
Well, I suggest that you do some soul searching first.
And I must assume, as long as I do not answer this with a certainty, he and she will not be able to answer it for me.
Okay. We are on the clock.
And by the way, do I realize that the earthen statuette is not blinking in the same space now, but blinking around on the room?
Yep, which is why I'm not requiring a perception test to see if you noticed. And you did, so yes, you do.
Kalias, isn't that like quite big commitment you would require from Cormilan?
So before you start, the statue is basically going from here to there, from there to there, from there to there, back to the center again, and then starts
triangle. But is it moving, or is it just blinking from one place to the next?
And then blinks back in, blinks out, blinks back in.
I would say we start with something I am familiar with, and that with something I am sure is dear to my heart.
Yeah, no problem. It's your life.
So the next time the statuette is here in front of us on the altar, I will gently place my hand on it.
Okay. It appears before you. We're going to try over and over again. Okay, so yeah, not the first time, you're not quick enough, but after a couple of tries, you eventually manage to grab hold of it. And the moment you grab hold of it, it stops blinking out of existence.
Wow.
And it's now in your hand.
Yeah, then I will gently pick it up, if it lets me do this.
Well, you've already picked it up because you've got it in your hand, yeah?
Oh, well, I was just planning to put my hand on top of it to touch it. But then I will take it up. I will have to borrow you to free some spirits that are bound way past the due agreement. But I will bring you back.
Okay, so you're able to get hold of the golem.
And then, in a hunch, I will...
gotten something.
Walk up here.
Hang on. You also notice that on the altar, there is a, not a sack, well, a leather sash that you're used to, that would go around your shoulder and around your waist and strap round the other side, and there are 5 pockets in it.
Pockets of golem size?
Yep.
And there's 2 still missing.
If we need some more, there's one place we haven't searched.
Yep.
I'm having just a little hunch. I'm walking over here and place down the earthen golem to in the spot where it blinked to and from.
Yeah.
Then I shall walk over here and place down the wooden one. And lastly, walk over here, place down the water one in the same spots.
Yep.
So they form a triangle.
Yep.
And see if that yields any results aside of them standing around.
Okay, so after a few moments, you think, oh, well, nice try. And then they all disappear. Then a few moments later, you've picked up the sash. Well, whether you have or you haven't, they're all now in the leather sash in the separate slots.
Uh-huh. And they're standing, or they are fixed there now. They're not jumping around anymore.
Nope, not jumping around. They've gone into there.
Well, this seems to be your place for now. So then I'm going to pick up the sash and gently attach it to my person.
Yep. Anyone else want to do?
Observe what Cormillan is doing.
Okay, so you've observed that. You've seen the statues flash out of existence and pop into this leather sash with 5, I want to say pockets, but they're not really pockets, containers or whatever. Like an ammunition, yeah, that's the best example I can give. Like an ammunition thing that you'd have where you'd put your, uh-huh, your bullets in, they're like that. But there's only 5. It's not a pocket that, not got a bottom, they just fit in so that you can see the bottom of them, you can see the top of them at the same time. Okay, so are you doing anything about the...
Oh,
yep, go ahead.
Should we put those things we found there?
What do you mean?
Or the gifts?
No, the gifts are for us. We take them with us.
So what should we do now?
I say we go upstairs, we find the golems in the missing rooms, we ask Garland the question, then we go back down and maybe file the tomb, because we are still missing the Stone of Metamorphosis.
Maybe Horror has it.
Well, the Horror is also sealed somewhere here, so it should probably appear somewhat at some point.
I guess it's in that room that we didn't check that had runes on it.
Well, one way to find out.
So we're not taking the heart?
Not just yet. We can't take it now because Cormillan hasn't decided yet if he feels worthy. And everyone else will have their hands wither, so I would not recommend.
I'm pretty sure I can train goats to grab that heart.
I would love to see it, but we don't have months on end.
Months. Yeah, right.
So are we going upstairs or what?
Cormillan?
Yes.
Okay, then all the way back.
Yep.
Okay, so you're all going back up to the... where you've just come from. So you should still be there, hopefully. Yeah, you are. Where are you going? Because I'll just fast-track you there rather than you having to scurry yourself around.
I think you're going to the... Well, of Garland first.
No, the room first. The mist room.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, that
the ghosts
good.
You know, reside.
We have plenty of those things to ask questions. So maybe we can ask Wellis that, you know, Stone of Metamorphosis.
Oh, you're going there. Well, let me just put you in this. Are you going to the temple or are you going through the door? I just need to know where I can put you.
I say the door.
Right. Is everyone agreeing with that?
Yep.
Not really.
Well,
because
I'll put you
I would
there,
say we
and then
should
you can
go
decide.
To the. Okay.
And after we have a fight, we will then use the time that we spent with Garland to also heal up a little bit. Makes more sense than going there twice. We'll still have the opportunity to ask.
Potentially,
questions.
We can skip going there. You know that.
Maybe. Okay, I'm actually convinced. I could say that we could go and ask the question.
I mean, unless you are set about, you know, unleashing the horror upon the world and stuff like that.
So, because you can see this, like, I'm not reminding you of anything, because you can see this anyhow, that this door is locked and it has all these runes, and you recognize them as runes of warding, Kalias.
Okay, so let's go and ask the questions. I've been convinced, and I think Vanessa agrees as well, so questions first. So we'll go and visit dear old Garland.
He didn't look old.
Right. So I will toss one brooch in there and ask, where can we find the Stone of Metamorphosis?
Stone of Metamorphosis? Interesting item. Does not reside here. Resides in another highly protected place. Not far.
Okay,
Though he does kind of like almost, not quite, I'm trying to think of a better way to say this, because it, in a very discreet way, kind of like smirks at you in a smiling way. I was going to say almost winks, but that's not right.
Okay, next question.
Cormilan, your, you know, faith problems, or I don't know.
There is no faith problem within me or without.
Speak up a little bit.
There is no faith question within me or without.
So we can go and you can grab that Heart of Garland?
No.
So we need Questor of Garland.
Then you better find one.
Yeah, I'm not trying to force you into that, obviously, but, you know, if we knew that before all of that, we can just find one and, like, you know, kidnap him or something like that.
We probably wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I've never kidnapped a questor before, so I don't know how bad what would that be. I assume pretty bad, but, you know, especially in that place.
Kidnapping any people, especially a questor of him or her, will not lend itself to gaining her trust.
Well, we could have bribed him or, like, you know, hire him. I don't know if you can hire a questor, actually.
Okay, so real talk. Are we trying to get this heart, yes or no?
Well, if we are not, then why we came all this way?
Well, I'm going somewhere with that. So I said, we want this heart, yes? We want to leave with this item. Is that the case?
Sorry, why do you want it for? Because I haven't been hired actually by anybody to do that. I just, you know, came along with you guys.
Well, on one hand, we could use it to further our own agenda. On the other, there are at least two factions that asked us for it. And we are also trying to prevent it getting into the hands of a horror that wants to use it for their vile stuff.
It looks pretty secure here.
Well, for now.
All those traps and, you know, security that we destroyed by going in here.
I'm very sure that its location is kind of a secret, and this has kept it secure so far. But the security measures in place right now, right here, will not keep those third hands of it for long. Which in turn is the best argument in order or in favor of taking it with us.
Yeah, I mean, it seems more secure here than, you know, like on the road.
Maybe we can ask Garland for...
We could try to, you know, like, collapse the way out somehow on our way out. Like the elevator or something like that.
You cannot keep an earth elemental from going where it needs by putting earth on. So I must assume those special third hands we're talking about won't be hindered too much by a little rock. It will need deliberate warding magic that no one of us is able to perform. Just rock won't do the trick.
Well, yeah, but I meant it will stop, like, you know, some pesky dwarfs from taking it.
Yep, those I'm not concerned with.
Or some horror, like, it is a car, like, it has wards against horrors, right? except all those horrors that we found inside.
Here's a crazy idea. Do we have some do we have some leftover hands of deceased questors, skeletal or otherwise previously undead?
We turned them to dust.
You we didn't turn the skeletons to dust.
Skeletons? Which skeletons? Oh, the skeletons. Well, they're shattered bits of bone and dust.
There was this skeleton upstairs that was praying under the statue of Garland, and it had the brooch. And yeah, there's also the guy that got almost, well, the guy that died under the collapsed ceiling. He was also a questor. He even signed his name. There was one hand sticking out. We could get that, and maybe that will work.
But you know, like, skeletal hands, they don't have much to keep those bones together after you move that.
I'll put them in the glove.
All right. So are we going back up, or are we searching that tomb from, like, one good hand?
Let's get to the door six, because Vanessa wants to interact with that, and she wants to get in there. So maybe we'll find something useful there. Oh, yeah. Right. Do we want to ask about the golems, the remaining golems, where we can find them? Or are we just going in? Okay, let's just go in. Back to door six, please.
Wait. Before we take any risks endangering our lives, I feel bound to make good on my promise. So I will first...
That makes sense. It will be a bit harder when you're dead.
Yes. So I will first go free those trapped spirits. And I might hope that they also gain some insights, the surroundings, might be willing to share them and be a little more precise about it. The passions usually offer.
Okay, so you go into a statue room?
This is what Cormelan is willing to do and proposing. And then I'm just gonna waltz in there, give a respectful nod towards the Thestonius golden bubble.
Okay, the first thing, well, may or may not surprise you, is when you come in this time, you don't hear the disembodied voice saying, "Choose your weapons." And the two giant statues are completely inanimate at this time.
Yeah, then I'm walking. Do you remember which one was the more damaged one? I think the white one got pretty severely damaged, right?
It did, but once it went back to its position, it fully healed, and there was no damage on it at all after the fight had finished.
Then it doesn't matter. I'm walking over here, or riding over here. We'll take out the earthen golem, and as has been implied before, we'll put it down in the hand of the dark statue.
Okay.
And we'll talk in elemental tongues.
Yep. Okay. So as soon as you as soon as you get close to the statue, you see it move. And it moves towards you. And it reaches out to grab hold of, you assume, the earth golem from your scabbard.
Sash.
Yep.
I will quickly take it out so it doesn't accidentally just crush my chest. And we'll place it in its hand and speak in elemental tongues. Here I am, as you implied before. I brought you this little golem of your element. I hope this enables you to go free finally after such a long time.
Okay, the other one also starts walking towards you and eventually gets to you. The black one holds his hand out with the golem towards the white statue. They both hold the golem together. A earthly glow emanates from them, and almost as if the ground comes up and starts to envelop both of them at the same time. And they both say simultaneously, "Thank you, my friend. You have brought us our brethren. For that, you can keep our brethren." And in game terms, They will reveal the name of this earthen golem. Effectively, mm-hmm. in game terms, is its first key knowledge. And it is called Arduin.
Look after him, and he will look after you.
And the floor and the ceiling both coalesce into one, and so do the both of the statues. And slowly and surely, they slowly dissipate into nothingness. The ceiling starts to collapse.
We should get out of here.
Assume we should get out of here.
Wow, I can't go
be free, friends. May Lochos guide your ways from now on.
Well, you made a friend.
Both gone, and the whole room just collapses in on itself, and loads of dust pillars out into the corridor, and you cough and splutter, and an almighty sound as the whole place crumbles to dust.
I will send a short kind of prayer towards Thistonius. Thistonius, I hope you forgive me infringing upon what you did here, and I hope that Lochost and his freedom, and Galen and his and her mercy can convince you that this was the right thing to do, and I'm sure you can inspire a lot of contests and a lot of struggle in other places too that fulfill you with life and happiness.
Nice. Okay, you don't hear any particular response. The whole room is now caved in.
Doesn't
and
matter.
So, like, in game terms, you've basically got the first key knowledge of that golem, which is its the name of the elemental spirit that provided this golem with its powers.
Uh-huh.
So, I would like to call a vote on the door number 6.
9.
Because number 9, whatever. Because I'm not sure if we should be going in there. I don't think that there's a... If there is a horror behind those doors, then the value of getting whatever is there, we know it's not the heart, we know it's not the stone. Potentially these are the golem thingies, so it really depends on, do you want to fight the horror to get more golem status, Cormilan?
I would say I want to fight a horror to get the world rid of it, but at the same time, we all know what risk is in there for our personal lives, and we have been warned to not free it.
The passion itself said that it should not be freed and it should not be unleashed. So I'm not sure if we should be going against her advice just because we feel like we're up for a challenge. So
I agree on that.
I vote we leave that behind without breaching the door. Who wants to breach the door?
I don't think we should like poke horror in the eye only for kicks of it. So if we don't have any good reason.
Okay, so that's 2 for not breaching the door. Cormilan?
Without an immediate need, I also would refrain
3
from doing that.
For not breaching the door. Vanessa? So Vanessa is all for opening the door, yes? Okay, 3-1. Overruled.
All right, let's get leaving.
So back down to the heart of Garland and let's execute Vanessa's plan. Falling down the statue, fall down on
Makes
the floor,
sense.
And maybe trying to squeeze the heart of Garland into the box without touching it.
Can you poke it with magic till it falls into the box?
Doesn't work like that.
Well, I saw you having like a poking spell, so...
No.
Yes, I did.
No.
Okay.
Actually, I do have a spell that might help with that. I'm still afraid, though, that this spell is still kind of part of me and attached to me, so I'm not sure if this
you
makes
You see,
Kalias,
Cormilan
really
is a
better
wizard than you.
Neither of us is a wizard. Not as much as you are a warrior, I guess, or a swordsmaster.
Okay. Then what is the proper term for you guys?
An elementalist and a nethermancer.
Okay. Cormilan is better elementalist than you, Kalias.
It is true.
Well, at least you can admit that. That shows growth.
Okay, right, let's go. Downstairs, we face the heart of Garland. We are there, okay, great. Can we do what Vanessa wanted? Throw a rope so that it gets attached around the statue, pull it down so it falls.
Yeah, so we can pull it down with Hutawas.
I'm asking Steven if it's something that we could execute.
Explain.
Are we discussing desecrating this statue on purpose instead of just taking away its prized possession?
What purpose would it serve?
Well, it's the center point of the sanctuary to Garland and one of her champions.
Okay, so that is a no-go. What other option do we have?
Pokey spells.
Cormelan will retreat a little bit.
Goats?
Yeah, there we
just
go.
Just to remind you guys, the goat idea is still on the table.
Start training them then.
Oh, well, I will go fetch the goats.
How far up is the heart?
25 meters.
25 meters. That's a lot. Which, if I stand here on the plinth, right in front of the altar, will I be able to reduce that distance to 20 meters when I'm sitting on Gunbra's back?
The altar's half. What are you trying to do?
So on Gun,
I don't know what you're trying to do.
I do have a spell that has a 20 meters range.
Okay.
So I need 5 more meters somewhere.
How tall is your Huthawa?
They're just 120 or something. So, or maybe 150.
Oh, for 5 meters. Does it matter? You could get a chest, couldn't you, and stick it on there. There's plenty of things you could do. So, yeah, fine. What are you casting?
Windfingers.
Well, what's that? I don't even know what that is.
It's basically just magical hands telekinetic power, basically. So I can send away windy hands to snatch stuff, and this might come in handy here.
I can send them
away up to 20 yards right now, or meters. And they can lift up to 10 pounds.
That's what I wanted to know. So 10 pounds, that's
5 kilograms, roughly.
Fingers of wind, that's what it's called.
Yeah, okay.
The main problem is, though, you'll be able to use that to handle that pendant attached to a gold chain. You need to break it off the gold chain.
Oh, so the gold chain is not just on top of the...
No, the gold chain
is around the
statue's neck, and the pendant, the art is attached to that gold chain.
Yeah, and I cannot just lift the gold chain off like I would with a chain on a person. Or is it too heavy then?
Yeah, it's significantly heavier than 10 pounds. And when I described it previously, okay. I said the gold chain is like, it's about 2 centimeters thick, just one link.
Okay, yeah.
So it's very heavy.
Yeah, that's not...
Pounds is going to do it. Probably, since it's 2211, unless people want to think about things and do other things, probably a good time to stop. Good juncture.
Assuming that things will happen as soon as we touch it? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I think we can stop.
All right, then. I'll end it there. Okay, so I'm going to... Say goodbye to the stream. Bye. See you next time. I'm looking at the microphone. That's wrong, isn't it? Bye. See you next time. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Circle of Dawn. See you next time. Bye.